No one talks about how difficult it is to get a job after school. Like, it's very, very difficult. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about life after school. Stay tuned. So, as you all know, I just finished school March and we're in April now. And I've been job searching, because I did not just want this year to waste. So, I started looking for jobs. One thing I told myself after law school was that I was not going to go into litigation. That means all those court processes. I just wanted to work in the corporate world. And tell me why I was looking for a job in an entry-level position. And entry-level, that means recent graduate, right? And I was being told I needed a master's degree, or some will say any 5 years or 8 years experience. Like, bro, I'm looking for an entry-level job. I'm not looking for a senior associate's job. Do you understand? So I just feel like when you try to figure your shit out after school, it's very, very stressful and very, very hard. Like, sometimes you end up depressed because you feel like, and everybody wants you to get a job so that you stop feeding off them. It's very, very hard. And actually, I wanted to go to the university, like go for my master's, follow my studies after my law school degree, but I can't put all my egg in one basket. So I said that, okay, let me look for a job so that I'll be adding experience to my resume. And that's like what I decided to do. I was looking for a job. And I still didn't even like see a job that like fits my credentials. It felt like I wasted how many years of my life doing nothing, because what I was seeing there was like, nah, not my, like, the criteria was just not what I could not bring that kind of, I could not bring that, those whole criteria, I could not bring it to the table. And I was talking to some of my friends and they were saying that, oh, anything I find I should do it. I know I'm not good with litigation. That's not my strong suit. But when it comes to legal research, legal writing, in the corporate world, I'm very good in tech and everything, and when I'm good in that, and I said that was the path I was going to follow, because not everybody would do litigation. Do you understand? Not everybody would do litigation. And they were saying that no, I should take anything I get, that I don't have, like, can't be choosy in my position, I can't be choosy, I have to take it, and when I get the job, I'll go for it. And one thing I'm scared of in this life is settling for anything, because people are saying I can't get it. I believe I can get anything I want. It's going to be hard, it's going to be tough, because trust me, it's very hard. Like, I've up to now, like, I've just been getting rejection letters. Like, I have applied for like up to 30 jobs by now, before I finish law school and after law school. I've applied for like 30 jobs and I'm still getting rejection letter. I don't know if I don't fit into that criteria sometimes, because I don't even bother applying for jobs that bring ridiculous criteria. Like the example I gave you about looking for an entry level job, and you're telling me I need 5 years experience. Like, it's totally uncool to do that. Just say you're looking for a senior associate. I feel like employers do this to underpay their workers. That's one thing I discovered. They do this on their play, their workers. Let me not derail from the whole topic. I just feel like people in general, like, they love, they settle. And you won't actually blame them. Life has dealt with them so bad that they feel like, okay, this opportunity may never come, and let me just take this. And they'll find themselves growing in this situation. They keep staying in it. But I just feel like, personally, I feel if You say, if you have a path carved out for you, you tell yourself that this is what I want to do, and you're working towards it. It might not be now, it might not be in the next 2 months, it might not be next 3 months, it might not be next 4 months, 5 months. But if you should have a path carved out for you, if you have a path carved out for you, that this is what you're going to do, and you're working towards, emphasis on working towards it. Some people will say they don't want to do this, like for example, they don't want to do litigation, they want to do this. And they're not even working towards it. They think that jobs will just like come lying on their table and they'll just apply. No. You have to find those jobs. You have to look for those jobs. You have to source for those jobs for it to get to you. So I feel like settling is what's one thing wrong with our generation. We're just okay with anything. We're just okay. Even in relationships, we're just okay with it. We're just okay because, okay, my biological clock is ticking. Everybody expects me to get married at the age of this. And they settle for someone that cannot take care of that don't respect them. Someone that's, like, just wants you to treat them as their mother. Or, like, a lot of us in this generation, we settle for a lot of unnecessary things and end up being depressed. Like, imagine getting a job finally, and you're not happy with that job, you're not even giving your best to that job, and apart from that, you just end up like sinking deep into your own depression. It's really, really sad. And if from the onset you map out your life and say, okay, it might not work out from that point that you map out. Some people, it's work out for them that, okay, after school I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Some people, it's work out for them. It's eventually work out for them. But it might not work out for you that way. It might take like 5 months or 6 months. But that does not necessarily mean you should settle. I'm not saying that if you find a job that pays you, you shouldn't go. But even though you go for that job, you shouldn't settle. Emphasis on settling. You shouldn't settle. You shouldn't just stay in that job because, okay, this is the only job that pays me. Once they get that job, they don't even apply for jobs again. They're like okay with that, and you just become angsty with time, become angry with life, and it's really sad. But I feel like if we have the mentality that, okay, I must elevate from my position, I must not be in this position by this time, so, it's okay to even take your time to achieve your goals. It's okay. But the part of you telling yourself that, well, I'm not going to settle for this job, this is not what I want in my life, this is not what I want to do in my life, it's very, very important. And you see that you are getting what you want in life, you see that you're enjoying life the way you want to enjoy it. Because a lot of people swing into and go into depression because it's not because they are not getting paid much. Most of them are getting paid ridiculous amount of money in their jobs. But do they really love their jobs? Is this what they want to do with their life? Or those people that get into relationship because their biological clock is ticking. Is it that they actually really want this relationship, or this is what society expects from them? Or people that have children because, okay, it's time for me to have children, I'm getting older, I should have kids. Is it really right for me to have this kid right now? In my economic state, in my financial state, in my emotional state, is it okay? Is it okay to bring a child into this whole mess I'm in? Like, if people stop to ask themselves these questions, I feel like the rate of depression will reduce. I feel like the rate of people being angry all the time will reduce. Because you go to the street, you go to get something, you go to a shop, like you realize that everybody is angry, everybody's not happy. And it's really, really sad that at a young age, you're not happy, you're not even living the life you want, you're not, like, the job is not just sweet. You can see someone like working a nine to five job and happy doing it. Why? Because that's what the path he chose, that's the path he wanted to choose, that's what he wanted to do with his life. But someone may even be doing, like, let's say, a 10 to 4 job or 10 to 3 job, but that person is still not happy. Why? Because that's not the path he chose. That's not what he or she wanted to do with her life. So my advice, like my words of inspiration today, is that I want to tell young people, not only young people, other people too, that you shouldn't settle because the world expects you to settle. You shouldn't settle. Go for what you want. Always try to go for what you want. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be all sunshine and roses. But with determination, with hard work, I believe you can do it. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.